that your worth will be realized. You're a precious gem in your creator's eyes.
It's the Good Day Show.
It is.
That's very true.
Welcome,
Richie,
to the Good Day Show, Dudley.
Yes, thank you. Welcome to Rich and to Kenny. Ladies are not with us today. That's all right. We'll make it through. Jennifer is going to jury duty to find him guilty. Hang him high. And Roberta is coming back from New Orleans, so probably Queen of Cheap next week. We're going through, as usual, the items of interest, some of the big stories this week with comments from you and yours. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Radio, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken at DougStefan.com. One of the big stories this week. Interesting way of trying to pose, question our understanding of what the Russians are doing. If they love their children, that's a great U2 song.
Sting.
Food for, oh, is that Sting?
Sting.
I didn't think it was U2.
Dream of the Blue Turtles. Greatest album of all time.
Was it really, Richie?
Yeah, one of, yeah.
Well, thank you for bringing us that. The folks at NATO this week say that Putin is lying about the troop pullback. And I'm certainly shocked, as you are, to think that Mr. Putin is deceptive, right? NATO contradicting what Putin says. He said that he had ordered Russian troops to withdraw from the Ukrainian border. The NATO folks say they haven't seen any indication that they are pulling back troops at all. The Secretary General of NATO told a news conference that Russia has 40,000 troops along the border, and that doesn't equal the number of troops that the U.S., U.K., and Ukraine have there. So NATO says Putin is a preposterous liar.
I heard an expert, a Russian expert, quote-unquote, being interviewed yesterday, and he thinks that Putin may be a little bit concerned that if the Ukraine is destabilized too much, that it may have economic repercussions on him. So yesterday, when I thought that he was probably lying, when he asked the separatists, when he asked the separatists to back off of their vote this weekend in Ukraine, they think that he actually might be serious. Hey, listen, I think this has gone far enough because I don't want to go down this rabbit hole.
Right. Well, a lot of money, and they don't have a lot of money. If they shut off, if the Europeans somehow find another way to buy their petroleum products someplace else, the Russian economy really goes into the tank. And by the way, that's not good. The economies of the world, the global economy, is so intertwined, country to country, district to district, hemisphere to hemisphere, continent to continent, that when a country as big as Russia has a burp, a hiccup, then it is
Russia,
going to have impact on the rest of the world.
China, the United States, Europe will never be in another major war again because
never.
They would
kill
each other.
Economically,
it would be suicide.
Well, this is the
and this is why we have to deal with all these gnats that
right.
we call terrorists.
So, Richie,
who hide in the shadows and go around and just attack people like cowards.
Here's what this is good for. The Russians and the Chinese make armaments just like we do. So as we had our Iraq and Afghanistan, which was good for the military-industrial complex, the same thing can be said for what the Russians are doing to stir the pot in Ukraine. When the Chinese go, say, we're going to build some more ships so that we can keep the Japanese at bay, whatever other foolishness they come up with, all that is lacking over to the military-industrial complex.
There always has to be a bad guy.
All these big countries, because they got to have money to support the people who support them getting into office. And Putin's KGB pals are from two ilks. Most of them are either in the guns and arms business, or they're in the oil business, having taken over all the oil companies themselves by killing all the people who were running them when they were in the KGB and getting out so that they could take over. Where do you think all this fabulous wealth from these people, the Russian oil guy who just paid $32 million for an apartment in New York City. Where do you think these guys get this money?
That he can't go to.
Yeah. Yeah, right. We shut him out of it.
Right.
Yeah. Sanctions. You stay home.
Yeah. We'll use you might this. Want to rent that out for a while.
Right, exactly.
You're not going to be able to use it.
Uh-uh. All right, so here's something else, a little food for thought from one of the ideas that's been banged around. I hadn't thought about this this week. There's been a focus, and we've sort of stayed away from the Benghazi investigation vote that was taken yesterday. Mrs. Clinton, being interviewed on ABC, said the nonstop coverage and rehashing of Benghazi is enough already. She said, quote,
yeah.
I mean, of course, there are lots of reasons why, despite all of the hearings, all of the information that's been provided, some choose not to be satisfied and choose to continue to move forward. That's their choice, and I don't believe there's any reason for it to continue in this way, but they get to call the shots in Congress. She was asked whether she was satisfied with the answers, whether you're content with what you know about what happened. Ms. Clinton said, absolutely. So, it's the end of that conversation, right?
Okay.
Let's put it to rest.
That's...
Next, wipe your hands.
All right.
Here we go.
That's good enough for her. It's good enough for me.
It's good enough for me, too, Richie. Right. I'm with you. Kenny, what are our listeners saying that are at facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday about Benghazi reinvestigated or redux, as sometimes they say? Do we care or do we want to have the investigation? Let's get to something important. Or is this important?
I don't see anything about Benghazi.
Uh-huh. What do you see?
We did
hopefully
post
your wife naked sometime, but other than that,
that's not on Facebook.
That's good. That's good.
We did post on the Good Day Show page on Facebook this week's list of the top 10 talk radio topics of the week from talkers.com, and we asked everybody to weigh in on what was out of that list, what was most important to them. And Jay says the Lerner case is one of the main reasons people are losing faith and trust in our government.
Yep.
No one is ever held accountable for their actions.
Yep. Yeah. That deserves... in my opinion, Benghazi is, I kind of agree with Mrs. Clinton, enough already. You're not going to find anything else. All you want to do is embarrass him for political reasons. Okay. The Lerner thing isn't, even though it is about politics, you get to the roots of how things operate. Everybody knows what happened at Benghazi. You can carry that with you into the voting booth if that's what you choose to do. There's no new information there. With Mrs. Lerner, Ms. Lerner, whatever her status is, other than her being someone who appears, other than being in contempt of Congress, she appears not to be telling the truth. That's the way it comes across to most people, no matter what your political affiliation. She just doesn't give you the confidence that she would tell you the truth if she was allowed to tell you the truth by her lawyers, and she's not. So the conclusion you come up with is that she's guilty, which I think she is. And so is this whole corrupt entity that uses government. Go back to the Nixon days or before that, when various political uses were made out of government tools like the IRS. Go get your enemies. That's what they do. So it's disingenuous, if that's the right word, to expect that these people aren't going to fall into that, fall prey to that, because their egos tell them they're more powerful than anybody else and they can get away with whatever they want to, and this shows you that they can't. But where is it going to go? Does she go to jail for a year? Eh, whatever. I mean, who cares at this point? We all know what they're guilty of, and that's what you think about when you go to the ballot box. That's all. I mean, the rest of it is all bunkum. Who cares? She's not a particularly nice person, it would appear, and she did what somebody probably told her to do, go get these guys, and did it willingly. It wasn't like she was protesting, because if she really didn't want to do it, it is against the law, and she'd go public with it and say, hey, you know what these guys told me to do? But she didn't, because she's a politician, and that's what is the worst to have in these jobs, is a politician. These are bureaucratic jobs. It should have apolitical or non-political people in the
There is no such thing anymore.
That's too bad, and you're right about that. 16. After, how about we get some BuzzBox coffee for your mom? You can still do it for Mother's Day by going to 866-456-7805. Start with a simple premise. You're going to get a free pound of coffee, perhaps what many consider, by the way, to be the best coffee in the world. It's from BuzzBox, the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So go to DougSteffen.com. You'll see the orange box right-hand side of the home page, or any of the pages, actually. Click on that. Maybe you'll want to watch the story of why I've gotten involved with this. You'll be intrigued maybe by me talking to a cow about what's going on. I explain why this is important for lots of people. But the best thing about this is you start with a free pound of coffee. That's the best coffee you could imagine. Best coffee in the world, BuzzBox Coffee at DougSteffen.com.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
It's springtime, which only means one thing. It's Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event. That's 11 days of prices so low they can't even advertise them. I'm talking guitars, amps, drums, recording, and DJ gear. You name it. Plus, there are price reductions on millions of dollars of inventory across every single department they've got. But it's different in every store, and there's limited availability. That means if you want to find your perfect instrument, you need to get down to a Guitar Center now through May 18th. Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event, in-store and online.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Kmart and Sears are giving Shop Your Way members surprise points, but they're more like
surprise
points because they're only good till May 14th. You can use points at Kmart or Sears towards your qualifying purchases, like new spring dresses for a
surprise
stroll through the park, or a new grill for a
surprise
barbecue. Pretty surprising, isn't it? Kmart and Sears surprise points are valid now through May 14th. Hurry and check ShopYourWay.com to see your surprise points and shop today. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This is a bit of audio from our video of the day today at DougStephan.com.
No, this isn't.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Or is it?
This is the White Stripes.
Oh, no. I want the video of the day.
You want the video of the day?
Yeah. Yeah. Two-person band called the U.S. Us the Duo, I guess it is. Right, Michael? Kenny?
Yes. Us the Duo.
Do I sound confused? Richie, you confuse me.
Well, the White Stripes confused you.
Yeah. This two-person band, couple turned their wedding vows into a song, which they performed at their wedding last weekend. Since then, 700,000 people have watched it, and it's also zooming up on the charts at iTunes and Amazon. Us, the Duo. Because I hadn't heard this before. I didn't know what we were in for. You hadn't heard it before either. If you find it intriguing, you might want to watch the video because it's sort of a, it brings me back to the priest who sang at the wedding.
Yeah. I want to hear 10 seconds or so of the setup here where they
go ahead.
Where they talk. Hold on.
Yeah.
But the other day, Chris and I were writing a song together, and we realized it was our vows kind of song. So, we've never played this song before. We just wrote it a couple weeks ago, so this is the first time we're ever going to play it.
He's got the guitar, so he's got a drum.
Good.
The song's called No Matter Where You Are.
Babies don't like it.
That's pretty cool that they turn their vows into a song.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Yeah. I dig that. Mm-hmm. Wish I'd have done that.
Well, when you get married, or just
mine would have sounded more like Van Halen.
All right, so anyway, you get the gist of what's going on. That's our video of the day today at DougStephan.com. So let's move ourselves into another area. By the way, television report in the next half hour. Jennifer's not here. I'll do it. Bring you up to date on what some of the TV renewals are, plus some sound from last night's American Comedy Awards. The winners included Will Ferrell, Melissa McCarthy, Seth Rogen. Let's see here. The TV show Parks and Recreation, The Colbert Report, Amy Poehler, Modern Family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Plus Bill Cosby. We got some sound from
him. Cosby was great.
Very, very nice. Meanwhile, in the what's in the news department that you may find intriguing, nearly one in four Hispanic adults are now former Catholics, according to a Pew Research study. The National Survey of Latinos and Religion suggests that the majority of America's 35 million Latino adults identify themselves as Catholic, 22% Protestant, most of whom identify themselves as born again or evangelical, 18% religiously unaffiliated. But it is interesting how many say that they are X, down 12% over the last 4 years. Does that surprise anybody? Religion in general is down.
I'm married to a Catholic Latina.
You are?
Yeah.
Does she practice her religion?
No.
No.
She, her defining moment was at her brother's funeral when they sent the collection plate around.
Wow. That's right. I think, yeah. I remember you telling us that story.
Yeah, yep. She did not like that much at all.
Especially if you didn't get any of the money. I'll pay for the funeral expense.
She had the profits.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most dogs, with the exception of the larger breeds, are small creatures living in a world that's so much larger than they are. Unless they're encouraged to make eye contact, they may never know that your eyes and face are 5 or 6 feet up in the air. To prove my point, try this. Lie flat on the floor and have one stand over you. Strange feeling, isn't it? This gives you an idea of what your pet sees from his perspective. People who are upset, possibly scolding him, look like tall, overwhelming ogres, scaring him like nothing else he's ever seen. Even people who are friendly look something like the Jolly Green Giant. No wonder your dog, especially if he's a smaller breed, is constantly jumping up on you and visitors to your home. He's trying to make contact with a world that towers over him. I don't think our pets feel as threatened by direct eye contact as they feel uncomfortable. Most of their world revolves around things close to the ground, things that don't include human faces, unless you make your face a little bit more accessible, which is I suggest you do. Spend more time down on your hands and knees with your dog. They'll feel more comfortable, you'll feel more comfortable, and you know what? Your relationship will even get better. I'll see you next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. product. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Stephen, good day program this Friday, the 9th of May. My thanks to Ken Kessler, who's monitoring our social media. And Doug Stephan, let's see here, /, I always want to twist and turn these around. Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. I wonder what people are saying about Monica Lewinsky, whose tell-all in Vanity Fair hit the newsstands this week. She's making it very clear that she does not identify as a feminist, or at least an F, capital F, feminist. She tells the interviewer that although she's grateful for the feminist movement, her experience being passed around like gender politics cocktail food has disenchanted her. She also expresses her disappointment that the movement's leaders failed in articulating a position that was not essentially anti-woman during the witch hunt 1988. She criticized Mrs. Clinton's reaction to the affair, writing, quote, "I find her impulse to blame the woman, not only me, but herself, troubling. Because it takes two to tango. It wasn't just her, it was him," as it were. So I wonder how many people have taken that. There has been a superficial overview, by the way. This is one of the most talked about items this week in the world of News Talk Radio. And it has been very one-sided, pretty predictable, and very uninteresting. When you dig down into the article, anybody here, Richie, you read the article yet? Kenny? Anybody read the actual article?
I have not. Just read the excerpts.
When you dig down into it, you're going to find a Monica Lewinsky that you'll like. I think that's the
I've always kind of
liked her anyway.
Well, I don't know if I like her or feel bad for her.
Well, maybe that's...
Yeah. She was a young, dumb kid.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of young and dumb, Lisa Marie Presley, not so young anymore. A lot of her friends are pretty upset at her struggles with back pain. Apparently that has led her down the road that killed her father.
Yeah.
She's 46 now, so she's made it a few years longer than he.
No, he was 42. Oh, he was 42, yeah.
42, 44, like in there.
He was 42.
Yeah. Anyway, she has canceled all remaining dates on her Storm and Grace tour across the U.S., after doctors warned her that performing on stage would aggravate her serious back troubles. She's been dealing with the pain for years by taking painkillers that killed her father, or some that are fairly similar to that. And the touring that was taking place up on the stage, apparently gyrations, et cetera, have made her just her life miserable. So she's taking the drugs. Doctors ordered her yesterday to pull the plug on the tour.
Next.
so that's the latest on Lisa Marie Presley. Doug Steffen and the Good Day Boys, because the Good Day Girls are not here today. They ought to both be back on Monday. Speaking of girls, Cameron Diaz, who we think is pretty hot. We collectively,
I like her.
Certainly do. Dated some of the big Hollywood hot hunks and baseball players. Wasn't she with what's his face from New York? Rod, A-Rod for a
yes.
while? Yeah. Anyway, she's 41 years old, interviewed on a Bravo talk show this week. The show's called Watch. Anybody ever seen it?
No.
Watch. It's called Watch What Happens Live, but people call it Watch. Anyway, she was promoting her latest film, The Other Woman. She was asked by the host of the program if she'd ever been, if she'd ever strayed from being with a man. And when asked for a clarification,
that pretty much answers the question.
Okay, there you go. Yes, I have been with a lady, she said. Well, there you go.
Why would he ask that question?
Because he wants to have everybody know who he is, because nobody ever heard of Andy Cohen before. I didn't. Anybody know who Andy Cohen is?
No.
No, okay, that's why I asked the question. That's why these people ask those questions, because they want somebody to pick up on it and talk about the program. Some PR person put the news out, and so that's what happened. Meanwhile, Neil, speaking of alternative lifestyles, Neil Patrick Harris, who appears naked except for a top hat on the cover of the Rolling Stone, has been given the marriage ultimatum by his longtime partner, David Berthka. Marry me or set me free. How about that?
Hmm.
I don't know. What do you do with that? Where do you go?
So the question is out there, but there's no answer to
no
the
answer.
Question?
No, he has not answered
no, that
the question.
No, that means no.
No, I think he probably does.
Dude, you better start looking.
Yeah. Hit the road, yeah. Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. All right, anyway.
I was down at the Jazz Fest this past weekend in
yes,
New Orleans,
sure,
and
right.
There's a band that we like to go see, a local band down there called Big Sam's Funky Nation.
Big Sam's Funky Nation.
Yeah, and Big Sam wanted to wish his girlfriend of 2 years a happy birthday. Mm-hmm. So he gets the whole crowd to sing her happy birthday, and she's out on the stage with him. And then he turns, drops to one knee, and breaks out the ring.
Oh.
Right
Uh-oh.
In the middle with, and you're thinking, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
But she accepted. She said,
really?
Yes. It was very nice.
Good.
It was
yeah.
very nice.
Very nice.
But you always take that risk whenever you
worried
go
about it. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Other people in the news today, Julia Roberts, shocking people, excuse me, gathered at a memorial service for her sister by saying that she admired her sister Nancy but would like to wring her neck. A little difficult now that she's dead. Speaking at a ceremony in her hometown in Georgia, she broke down in tears after she poured out her heart about her sister who overdosed in February.
Mm.
After she wrote a 5-page suicide note. Apparently she tangled with her sister on a number of issues over the years and wasn't that close to her. So, it's always interesting. We always think, don't we collectively, at the end of somebody's
she's
life,
so
why hadn't we done, So why haven't we done this, that, or the other thing?
My takeaway is that, you see these Hollywood people, and, oh, they have everything so nice.
Yeah.
You know what?
They're
they're
living a life like all the rest of us.
Yep.
To wit, somebody sent me an email and wanted to know more about what happened yesterday. You heard me talking about going to the hospital and having an endoscopy and a colonoscopy. Colon is fine. The endoscopy found that I had an ulcer. I never thought I would get an ulcer, never thought I had an ulcer. Think about what's happened in my life the last couple of years. We went through the three the three things that in one way or another contributed to it, perhaps all of them together. The reason I bring it up now is because I see a story about Peggy Lipton. How many people remember her from the Mod Squad on television?
Yeah.
She had a real bad... She became the poster child for a while for having the colonoscopy because she... she had a lot of pain there and had the examiner found out she had deadly colon cancer, thought it was going to be the end of her life, but she has made it back. Matter of fact, she's going to be in a television program, apparently. She's going to play mother and daughter in a new pilot for a TBS show called Tribeca. It comes from Steve Carell. So it's interesting that for the past 13 years or so, she has been fighting this. I don't know if you remember. She went through this stuff about the same time. Remember Katie Couric got on television and did a colonoscopy right on the air?
Yes.
Because her husband had died of colon cancer. Well, about the same time Peggy Lipton had the problem.
She's married to Quincy Jones.
Yeah, right. And her daughter is Rashida Jones, who has also, I just am now coming across something that I remember seeing this week about her. There's some television news. She, Miss Jones, the daughter of Peggy Lipton, and Edward Burns and Jennifer Beals are going to be in a series on TBS and TNT. Let's see here. The TBS show's cop comedy called Angie Tribeca. And the other one is called Buzzies, set at a barbershop. Huh. I don't know how they...
She's been on Parks and Rec quite a bit. I'm looking at her IMDb.
Rashida Jones has, or...
Rashida Jones, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, she was a regular, I think, for
so
a while.
So they're going to play... Peggy Lipton's going to be her mother, Rashida Jones is going to be the daughter, if I didn't make that clear.
She was on The Office, too.
Tribeca. Right. But that's how she got to know Steve Carell, who's directing this new show.
Ah, okay.
All right, put the pieces together now.
Dang.
Okay.
Yep.
Sometimes I'm not as good.
She's got quite the accomplished IMDb page. It's pretty long.
You talk about Rashida or Peggy Lipton?
Rashida Jones.
Yeah, right.
I didn't even know who she is. She's very cute.
Now you do, Richie.
Yep.
And now you know...
Quite accomplished.
...the rest of the story. All right, so we have some other TV news coming up. First, before we pause, I wanted you to know what's going on here in Framingham. The big story today on the local website is not about Framingham Town Meeting last night, which voted $109 million for the schools. That's not the big story in Framingham today. The big story in Framingham today is the story of a dog walker who frequently walks her clients in local conservation areas and often meets up with another dog walker. This lady comes from Wayland, which is a town nearby. So the two of them bring their dogs to the park. One of the places I plant a lot of corn, we grow a lot of feed, is an 800-acre park that abuts my land here. And a lot of people, dog walkers, are there. And this lady walks her dogs. I see her every once in a while. And her name is Noreen Carson. She walks over in Wayland, as it turns out. And the lady that she meets in Wayland is Maria Podesky. Happens that Maria Podesky decided that Noreen Carson had too many dogs and wanted to have some of her clients, so she attacked her walking in the park yesterday, kicked her in the ankles, and stole some of the dogs that she was walking.
Crazy.
And called some of the clients, apparently got the information off their tags, and said, I just found these dogs walking loose in the park, and I thought you might want me to take care of them. When, in fact, she had attacked the other dog walker and stole the dogs from her. Are people crazy or what?
What's in the water out there in Framingham?
I'll tell you something. People are nuts. 15 before the hour, we'll have the television report in a moment here on Good Day.
GEICO presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with GEICO. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
See details on specially marked displays and participating locations. Boston Beer Company, Boston Massachusetts, responsibly.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something.
And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick certified service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick certified service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
All right, first of all, in the television report today comes word of the winners of the American Comedy Awards. It was broadcast last night on NBC, first televised award show since 2000 for the American Comedy Awards.
Yeah, I watched it. It was actually pretty funny.
Funniest shows people have watched. First, the award winner for comedy in a film, Will Ferrell from Anchorman 2. Here's Bill Eichner taking the award for Ferrell.
Will here? Oh, no, I'm sorry. Will Ferrell could not be here tonight. He's shooting a movie with Kevin Hart in New Orleans. Did he pre-tape a thank you? Or He didn't pre-tape a thank you. Well, that really pisses me off. I mean, Seth Rogen's sitting right here.
He was another nominee. Could have just given it to him.
Unbelievable. Yeah, Anchorman 2, yeah, there was a stretch. Whatever. Well, I'm not going to say anything. It's so ungrateful, you know? I mean, what a burden it is to win an award. I mean, he's stuck in New Orleans. Oh, if only there was some way for a huge movie star to get from New Orleans to New York. Oh, and at least we didn't give it to Bruce Dern. Right? Thank God we didn't give it to him. I mean, what's he ever done? What's he ever done? Yeah, don't feel guilty if you voted for Will over Bruce Dern, because I'm sure Bruce Dern has so many more opportunities to win. The man's 9,000 years old. Damn it! But anyway, no, I'm just kidding. Will is my boss. He produces my show. It's true. Congrats, Will. We'll make sure this gets to you right away. Thank you.
But Cosby was the greatest part of the night.
Bill Cosby getting the Lifetime Achievement Award at the American Comedy Awards last night.
Now, ordinarily, if this was a movie, I would walk out the second show and destroy. No. That feeling stayed and stayed, but somehow I didn't leave. And I went down and the guy is standing there.
His first set was really bad.
He said, Bill Cosby. And I said, man, what are you doing? He says, I don't understand what you're saying. I said, I told you, you asked me, what kind of an announcement did I want? And I told you, ladies and gentlemen, one of America's fastest rising. The guy said, excuse me, did you see the first show?
He was talking about a set that he did early in his career at a big stage that he had wanted to be on all the time. And the first set was lousy.
Yeah, right.
And he came out and did the second one. And he said, I reached deep down inside and I found myself. And that's what you need to do is find yourself.
Not a bad idea. Melissa McCarthy won for The Heat. What a waste of time I think she is. Funniest motion picture at the American Comedy Awards was This Is the End. And let's see here. Comedy series on TV Parks and Recreation got canceled.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Some travel info on getting away, going here and there. Focus on a couple of different aspects, including some of the best bargains of the week from Tom Parsons at bestfares.com. He's with us in just a matter of moments. So if you're traveling, thinking about traveling before things get really tough in terms of finding a seat, then you better stick around here on Good Day.
Share fresh picked flavors at P.F. Chang's with our new Chef Seasonal menu, featuring invented new dishes and handcrafted cocktails, like our new Pink Cherry Cosmo. Fall in love with our lemongrass chicken spring rolls, inspired from Vietnamese street fare. Or try our Asian twist on carnitas with the sweet and spicy Chino Latino pork, wok fired and served with vibrant pineapple salsa. Your local P.F. Chang's is the perfect place to celebrate mom. Make your Mother's Day reservations online at pfchangs.com. See you soon.
It's springtime, which only means one thing. It's Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event. That's 11 days of prices so low they can't even advertise them. I'm talking guitars, amps, drums, recording, and DJ gear. You name it. Plus, there are price reductions on millions of dollars of inventory across every single department they've got. But it's different in every store, and there's limited availability. That means if you want to find your perfect instrument, you need to get down to a Guitar Center now through May 18th. Guitar Center's Spring Clearance Event, in-store and online.
Lads, that early spring feeding was well and good for your lawn, but it's just the first serving. Hello, this is Scott for Scores, reminding you that a crucial second feeding now in late spring helps fortify your lawn for summer and protect it from the coming heat and dry conditions. Learn more at Scots.com for a healthier lawn this summer. Then feed your grass a second helping of Scott's Turf Builder lawn food. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
And a second feeding with Scott's Green Max Lawn Food greens your lawn in just 3 days.
Tom Parsons here from bestfares.com. Let's talk about changing an airline ticket and how you can do it without it costing you an arm and a leg. If you don't know what you're doing, you're going to pay. If you do, like Tom, he knows what he's doing. That's why he's going to pass along to you ways that will make it not difficult. It doesn't have to be difficult unless you allow them to get you. And that's, they're happy to get you because they want your money. How do you avoid that, Tom?
Oh, well, you know, it's a very difficult thing to do. One airline can be different than the other, but let's look at the fact there's some airlines that charge more money to make those change fees. If you look at United, Delta,
the so-called legacy airlines try to whack you for a couple of $100.
Right. Now, again, if you're one of those people who don't know you're going, you know, you think you may need to make a change, you may have to cancel, you may even want to do a name change. range. I think the airline in this country that gives you the best swing is Southwest Airlines, and they do carry more U.S. passengers between them than, you know, on their whole route system, more than American, more than South Delta, more than United.
Yeah, they those are global carriers. All right, so how about this, though? You and I talked about this earlier this year. The fact that you can buy from American for $40 protection. That will remember you and I ran into this almost by accident. You pay $40 and you can change without a change fee if you happen to have some questionable thing, and you can do it. I don't know if you have to be a member of the club or can you just buy
it? No, this is actually what happens is American now has several different fare levels. If you buy the second fare level, which again is sort of like what Frontier is doing right now, you can get extra protection. You can get same change, same day change of tickets and things in that order, where you only pay like $50 instead of going through all the rigmarole of paying $200 plus any difference in the airfare. So you know, each airline may have their own little quirk about what they'll do, but some people still say they don't want to pay an airfare that's about $50 or $60 higher to get those extra perks. Now, it could be one checked bag. It could also be, you know, to the point you get on the plane first, and you also get this little extra privilege. And again, if you do have to make a change, all it's costing you is about $60 or $70. That's what Frontier did the other day. Their cheapest airfares have fees on top of everything on the very first level. It's about $75 more. They will let you have not only name changes, but they'll also let you get completely a full refund on your ticket and all kinds of other stuff. So even though it might not be that bad, I mean, it may not be that good. If you want an unprotected ticket, I think Southwest and some of these other airlines, you got to pay just a little bit more.
So Southwest is first with protection, doesn't cost you anything or very little, and then American, Frontier like that. But United and Delta are not doing that yet, so something to keep in mind. Advice from Tom Parsons. Check out his website, bestfares.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.